This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. And again, we'd like to have you give us a call. We know that many thousands of people listen to this radio station each week and throughout the year, and many contribute, but most do not. And if you've never contributed, we'd like to hear from you now. Your support is essential. 855-893-9753. That's 855-893-9753. And with us is Mark Ballard, Capitol Bureau Chief for The Advocate, joining us from his office at the State Capitol. Good morning to you, Mark.
Good morning. We like to say we're underneath the stairs of the State Capitol, which I literally am.
You're in the bowels of the building that Huey Pierce Long built so many moons ago. And Mark Ballard, there is a story in today's Advocate regarding a new wrinkle in the St. George prospect. The state legislature looks like it's going to weigh in on this.
Yeah, Senator Colomb, who covers much of inner city in North Baton Rouge, has filed a bill, it looks like with the support of the mayor, which would require the vote of the entire parish on whether or not those neighborhoods that are going to make up St. George can vote and actually leave the parish and make up their own city. And so this is controversial in that the rules are such that the vote was supposed to be only for those people that live in those neighborhoods to decide if they want to make a city or not. This expands it out to the rest of the parish.
Well, this also means that it has much less of a chance of passage. Let's face it, this is a measure that is designed to kill this, sponsored by Yvonne Colomb and backed by the mayor-president. It'll be fascinating to see how people in other parts of the state vote on this.
I'm not sure. I'd have to double-check on that, but I don't think the other parts of the state get the vote on this. I think it's only for East Baton Rouge Parish. Voters,
no, I would mean I'm talking about lawmakers when it's at the Capitol.
Yeah,
a representative from Monroe, what will he or she feel about voting about St. George?
And that's where the question comes up. I think they ran this through before and it didn't quite work. What they're arguing is that, these neighborhoods leaving is going to have such an impact on the rest of the parish that other people outside that those neighborhoods deserve a vote as well. And this is a problem or an issue that is being raised in other municipalities or other urban parishes where they're wanting to have kind of breakaways, and so it's going to be a close vote, I think.
Well, in the story today in The Advocate from Will Santel, Dan Clater, who is term limited, says he will not be voting for Senator Colomb's bill. He says, we told these folks once what is required for them to be able to get a vote, and then we continue to change the rules on them. I would not be in favor of changing the rules in the middle of the process.
And that's going to be a strong argument raised when this bill is debated in the legislature in a couple of weeks.
Well, a total of 14,585 were accepted and certified. These are the people who submitted signatures in October. The registrar of voters needed 12,951 valid signatures, and so it applies that St. George does warrant a vote, but Senator Colomb's bill would also apply to parishes with populations of more than 440,000, but I think Baton Rouge is the only one still in that number. New Orleans or Orleans Parish no longer has that many people, I don't think.
Yeah, I would have to take a look at the numbers on it, but I think Jefferson may be close. I don't know, but it could be East Baton Rouge is the largest parish in the state, but as far as population goes, Jefferson is right on our heels, though. But it seems like it's pretty much focused on Baton Rouge, and it's going to be argued by the proponents of the bill that it's a local measure, that which generally what happens when they say, oh, it's local, the legislature goes along with what the local legislators want to do.
And the vote will be this fall. Some wanted an early vote, but it will be this fall when turnout presumably will be higher.
We're expecting a much higher turnout for the October elections.
Yeah, but last time, Mark, as we know, certainly the governor's election got more votes than these special elections we've had the last few years for Secretary of State and for State Treasurer. But as noted, Donald Trump in 2015 received more votes than, or 2016 rather, received more votes than John Bel Edwards and David Vitter got combined in 2015. So last time we didn't have the kind of turnout we often anticipate for a governor's election.
Well, and I think we're going to see how that works. Over time, I think if this becomes a competitive race, then we'll see more of a turnout, I believe. But if it doesn't become a competitive race, then we might. I think what we would have to go back to is 2011, when it was Bobby Jindal running for re-election, and it had very low turnouts in there. We were looking at about a 39% turnout in the gubernatorial race of 2018. And I think that's in East Baton Rouge Parish, and I think that's something that we should probably consider as kind of a benchmark,
right,
for this particular race.
All right, a story today, the 163-mile Bayou Bridge Pipeline ready for service, front page of The Advocate. This project generated a lot of attention and lots of protests. The governor's radio show has twice been affected by protesters greeting him as he was trying to get in the door to do a radio program, and they were all juiced up about this Bayou Bridge Pipeline. It looks like it's going to happen and going to be in operation very soon.
It does. I believe, Monday is the day that they're going to start pumping crude across.
That's what they say,
So, though from what I've been, at least from the emails that I've been getting, it does not look like the opponents of the pipeline are ready to give up and say, oh, all right, now on to something else. But it's ready to go, and they're going to start pumping on Monday. So there it is.
Patrick in Inniswald. Patrick, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Yeah, the Democrats in our local legislature, if they really want to stop the city of St. George, they should allow for neighborhood schools, local school districts. Is there any talk about them doing that? If they really want to stop the city of St. George, allow for local school districts.
Okay. There is some talk, Mark, that the school issue, which is a big one, could be accomplished without creating a new city. Patrick brings up a good point.
And that legislation was brought up before. Daryl Orso, who represented that area before being beaten by Rick Edmonds, brought that up as bringing up independent school districts. That particular legislation didn't go very far. There are other issues involving the schools and how they are funded that seems to keep the legislators off wanting to support the idea of independent school districts. But, yes, I think that the St. George's all started off with school issues. The breakaway all started with school issues.
Phil in Jefferson. Hi, Phil. Jefferson Terrace. Good morning. You're on the air with Mark Ballard.
Good morning, gentlemen. I would think that because the St. George movement or what they want to do to separate out is going to affect a lot more people than those who live in the area right now, and not having them vote, letting them vote, is suppressing their vote. They don't have to go out and get more petition signed, but it is something that is going to affect the whole state, really.
Well, that's the argument for it, Mark, and thank you, Phil, is that this certainly will affect other people within the parish, And
absolutely. I think there's a whole lot of unintended consequences that haven't been totally thought through on this because you know, it depends on where the lines are actually set, which our parish basically makes most of its money coming off of sales taxes, and, you know, which one of these stores are going to be in which one of the cities. That's important, and so that'll impact services both for us and for St. George. St. George also has to set up a new city system. You know, they'll be looking to build a town hall, for instance, and hire an administration, a bureaucracy to run it. Police, perhaps, you know, that they may be doing. So there's a lot of issues involved that go beyond whether or not they want to separate.
And think of all the costs for new stationery for people who are in St. George. Those people in the Country Club of Louisiana, they'll have to adjust.
Well, I know you and I still write notes, but how widespread is that old that old standard? So,
I remember back in the day when our network was located on Riverside Mall, that was one of the changes that people said, we don't want to go back to 3rd Street, we'll have to change the stationery.
Well, they will have to change the stationery. That would be an unintended consequence.
Well, with a conservative legislature, it would appear that Senator Colomb's bill might have some difficulty, but it is interesting that all these years later, this issue continues, and it is probably going to be one of the top two or three issues in our community in the next few months, Mark.
Yeah, I think you need to watch the House. First off, that Senator Colomb is the chairman of the committee that's going to hear the bill, so my guess that, you know, if I was a betting man, I'm not, but if I was, I would say that it will make it out to the Senate floor and that there's a very good likelihood that it'll pass the Senate. Now, does it make it through Johnny Berthelot's House Municipal Committee?
We got to go. We'll be back.